Let's open to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. And we're going to begin reading in verse number 12. And just look at some things here tonight, and then we'll get into different ministries and things that we have here at the church. 1 Corinthians 12:12, for as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. The eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of thee. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacketh, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or our one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. Paul, through the leading of the Holy Spirit, is helping the church of Corinth understand how it is to work in unity and how it's to work together for the cause of Christ, and working in ministry. And of course, the word ministry simply means to serve. When we talk about different ministries, we're basically saying there's just different places to be able to serve. And he talks here about the correlation or the illustration that he gives as the body is one, but yet hath many members. Each of us have one body, right? But we have many members. We have legs and toes and feet, and we have arms and fingers, and we have eyes and nose and ears and brains, and we have heart and lungs, we have many different members, different parts of the body, but yet we are still just one body. We're just one body. But yet, for the body to function properly, all of those members need to be working together. They have to be working together for the body, the physical body, to function properly. And he uses this correlation as the body with the church. He says, for the body is not one member, but many. And then he says, if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? So if the foot says, hey, you know, because I'm not the hand, does that mean it's not part of the body? And again, obviously, we would say, Paul, these are kind of rhetorical questions. These are silly questions, right? They're silly questions. They don't really even have to be answered because, I mean, first of all, the foot can't talk. I don't know how many of you knew that, but the foot can't talk, right? That's why he says, if the foot shall say, I'm not sure how many of you have talking feet, but he says, if the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I am not the body. So because the foot says, hey, I'm not the hand, I don't get to be seen, right? I just get stepped on all the time. I just get all the weight is put on me, right? I don't get to do the really cool things, you know? I don't get to put the fork in my hand and put food in my mouth, right? I don't get to hold a gun, right? I don't get to hold a pencil and learn how to do math and geography and all that kind of things, you know? So because I'm not the hand, I'm not really part of the body. Well, of course not. The foot is still part of the body, right? Again, it's a rhetorical question. Verse 16, he says, and if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body. So if the ear says, well, because I'm not the eye, because I can't see all the beautiful things that God has made, I can't see my children, I can't see the wife, because I can't see those things, then I'm not of the body. Well, again, it's rhetorical. Paul is saying it's still part of the body. In verse 17, he says, if the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? Right? And again, think about this, even in the context many times of ministry. In ministry, people say, well, there are certain ministries that I want to work in. And if I can't work in that ministry, then I'm not really part of the church. Then I'm not really part of the body. Well, you're still part of the body, right? You're still part of the body, but there are different areas, there are different body parts that God says we need to be functioning as, okay? But obviously, the whole body can't just be one body part, right? I know there are still some churches that do this, and please understand, I'm not making fun of them, but I remember when my wife and I were on deputation, we would go down to churches more so in the South, and we'd be sitting there, and the service would start, and they would sing a song or two, and then the song leader would say, all right, now the choir's going to sing. If y'all want to be in the choir, just come on up, right? And literally, everybody in the church got up except me and my wife. I mean, everybody was in the choir. It's just my wife and I sitting out there. It's like they were just singing to us, right? A little awkward, right? But look, we understand not everybody can do everything. The whole church isn't supposed to be the choir, right? We get that. The whole church isn't supposed to be every single ministry. That's what he says. If the whole church were an eye, if the whole church was just the eye, well, where would the hearing be? If the whole church was just an eye, where would the nose be, right? We can't all be everything, okay? But here's where I want you to notice, verse number 18. But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body. And I want you to notice this last phrase here. As it hath pleased him. As it hath pleased him. What is the purpose of ministry? What is the purpose of serving in the church and serving in the different ministries and things that we have? Is it to be able to, you know, to be said, wow, you know, I'm part of this ministry. Look at me, right? Is that why the choir gets up here and they sing and they get up here and they practice and they sing? They're like, hey, I just want everybody to, we're singing, so everybody look at us. Look how great we are. Is that why the choir does that? You guys better not. That better not be why you sing in the choir, right? No, of course not. And I know them. That's not why they do it. They don't do it to be seen. In fact, I think many of them would say, you know, hey, I'd rather not be seen. Put me in the back row. Put me behind somebody so I'm not seen. But what's the purpose of it? Why do we have these different ministries? And notice, it is exactly what he says. But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. God gifts all of us differently. God gives us different gifts. And in fact, if you go up and you read the early part of the chapter of chapter 12, that's what he's talking about. The different gifts that God has given to individual people. And we don't have time to go through all of them. God does. He gifts people differently. Some people, man, they can sing. Man, what a blessing to see Kyle and Caitlin up here this morning. Praise the Lord for that. That was a blessing. But not everybody's going to be able to do that, right? Not everybody can get up and sing. Not everybody can sing in the choir. Not everybody can play like Miss Layla did just a moment ago. What a beautiful song, right? Not everybody can play the piano or play instruments. So do we just sit there, well, I can't sing, so I'm just not part of the body. I can't play the piano. I mean, Layla can play better than I can. So should I be like, well, Layla plays better than me. I'm just not going to come to church anymore. No, of course not, right? Again, It's a rhetorical question. It's like, that's just not even comprehensible. But yet, so many times, and I'm not talking about young people, I'm talking about mature adults, if we don't get our ministry the way that we want it to be, and we don't get to be where we want to be, well, it's just, I'm just not going to be part of the body. Wait a minute, why are we serving? It says we're to serve to please him. And he's the one that gifts us. He's the one that enables us and gives us these talents and abilities for his purpose, for his glory. Not just so that we can be seen. It shouldn't be about us. It's about the Lord and serving him. And that's, again, that's why he says, look, there are going to be some parts of the body that aren't even seen, right? There are parts of the body that we don't even see, we don't even think about. There are some that we don't even know exist until they start hurting,
right?
I mean, when they start hurting, what is that? The doctor says, well, it's your spleen. I didn't even know I had a spleen. What is a spleen? You know, is that a big thing? Is that an important thing? Well, kind of. All right, I'm interested now, right? I mean, there's body parts we don't even know what they do as far as normal human beings. I mean, the doctors, they got it all figured out, but most of us, we don't even know what half the stuff of our body even does. But it sure is important to us. Because without it, we wouldn't be living the way that we're living today. And yet sometimes we don't even know what the body parts are named. We don't know. We don't know. Because it's not about what the name is. It's not even really about knowing what it does. It's just the most important thing is we want it all to work together. And when it all works together, we're happy. You know, that's the exact same thing with the church. God says, look, it's not really important where I put you. I just want the church to work together. I just want the church to work together as the body. And when the church works together as the body of Christ, it's good. It's good. Because we're able to accomplish that which God has for the church to accomplish. It's important. And that's why he says, as it hath pleased him. God, I'm very glad that God didn't sit around and say, okay, I need some advice how to make this human being, right? You know, let's figure out, all right, we've already made the animals. Let me get some advice from the animals about how to make this male, right, this guy. You know, let me get some advice. All right, Adam, I've made you. Ladies, aren't you glad God didn't get advice from the guy on how the lady should be made? Amen to that, right, ladies? I mean, God says, look, I don't need your advice. I know how it's supposed to be. I know exactly what needs to be done. And you know what? God says the same thing in the church. God says, I don't need you to tell me how it's supposed to be. God says, I'm the one that organized it. I'm the one that instituted it. I know exactly how it can function properly. I know exactly how it will work the best if we'll just trust him so that it pleases him. And again, he talks about all of the different members, even those that are not seen. But then notice what he says here. Why is it so important that they all work together? Verse 25, that there should be no schism in the body. No schism, that the disturbance, division, there shouldn't be division. There shouldn't be disturbance in the church, right? And look, I've got to be very honest with you tonight. I am so thankful for First Baptist Church. Almost 10 years of being the pastor of First Baptist Church, and I am so thankful, and please don't go out here and be like, well, he hasn't had it in 10 years, let's get it for him this year. I'm so thankful that we haven't had division in the church. I'm so thankful. I'm not saying we're a perfect church, and I'm not saying there haven't been issues. Sure, every church has those, but there hasn't been divisiveness. There hasn't been hatred towards people. People walking in, well, I'm not going to shake their hand. I'm sitting as far away from them as possible. I'm so thankful that we've never had that here at the church. I'm thankful that when people come in, and again, over and over and over, people that visit, they just, your church is just so friendly. Folks are just so friendly and welcoming, and when they appreciate that. And what a blessing that is, right? But he says that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another, right? We ought to care about one another. We ought to encourage one another. And I know, I'm going to embarrass her, but that's okay. My mom came up to me before church, and she's scrolling through some of the pictures that were at the Valentine's banquet. She's like, who is this person? I need to know their name. Tell me what, I recognize their face, but what's their name? I need to know their name, right? And so I was telling her some of the names. Oh, yeah, I know who that is now, yeah. But you know what? She wants to know people. She wants to know who everybody is. Because I'll tell you this, I know one reason why, because she prays for you. She prays for you. But she wants to know who you are. And again, I know, especially as the church grows, it's hard to be able to get to know everybody. It's hard to be able to, I know you're a member, but what's your name? I know you've been here for a while. I think you're even like one of the guys that runs the church, but who are you? Bill. Oh, Bill, that's right. Bill, yeah. Yeah. I know that's hard sometimes, right? But again, notice what he says. That the members should have the same care one for another. Man, there ought to be that love and desire to be around each other. Man, yesterday, the Wiser Society, over 30 people coming out to have chili together and just a fellowship. What an awesome time, right? What a blessing that is. The teenagers go out, and the young adults, they go out many times. And the center point, we try to get together when our kids let us, you know. And, you know, I mean, there's a camaraderie in the church. There is a unity in the church that we care for one another. And that's the way God wants it to be. Whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Why? Because this is what he says in verse 20. Now ye are the body of Christ. You're the body of Christ, and members in particular, right? And as the whole body's working together, that's when God is able to accomplish great things through the church. When everyone's working together, that's why it doesn't matter if it's through our missions giving, that's why we encourage even young people to give. And man, it doesn't matter if it's a dime or a quarter or whatever. Man, everyone working together for the cause of Christ. Now, I understand with ministry and serving in different ministries, not all of the young people can serve in things like this, but I would like to ask a couple of the young men, maybe if I could get some of the young men, maybe a couple of you guys, four of you guys right here on the front row, and maybe you guys right here on the front row, if you could go to the back there and get those cards, and I want you to give out a card to everyone here tonight, except for if you're a teenager or up, right? If you're a teenager or up, if you're in the youth group or up, right? Not if you're under the teenagers, that means you're not wanted. No, it just means that you've got classes to be in, and so that's where we want you to be, right? So make sure you get all the adults one, the teenagers, just divide up on two different sides there, guys. Go down the aisles giving those out, because I want us to look at these different ministries. And again, I know sometimes we think, well, all we have is church, right? Well, no, we've got a lot of things going on, different ministries here at the church. I think you'll see as you get this paper. And so we want to make sure everybody gets one. Make sure everybody gets one of these papers. Because again, we want everybody working together. Everybody finding a place to serve. Everybody having a part. I think we have some of the older gentlemen coming behind if you need a pen. Anybody need a pen? They've got some of the pens there. Now, there's a couple things I want to go through with you on this card, right? The first thing I want to go through with you is on, if you call it the front side or the back side, whichever one, but it says, update contact info. Please print clearly, right? All right? We would really like for you to update that. Again, you say, well, nothing has changed. That's fine. It doesn't matter if it's changed or hasn't changed. Fill that out for us, because in case something has changed, then we'll be able to get that updated on our Breeze app, which helps us to keep all of the church members and everybody updated. Everybody get a card? Anybody need a card? Everybody got one? We got enough cards, guys? Guess so? Great. Very good. Anybody need a pen? We need a couple pens down here, gentlemen. Right? Anybody else need a pen? Brother Tom, Miss Betty, need a pen? Oh, Miss Betty got one. All right. Anybody else? Okay, great. Good. So please fill that out. Update contact information. Again, sometimes people's cell phone numbers change. Sometimes people's email addresses change, right? You start getting so much spam, you're like, I'm done with it. Email address, shut it down, get a new one. Well, that's great, but we'd like to have a record of that. If you've changed or something, and again, you say, well, I haven't changed, you know, in the past month, that's all right. Go ahead and fill it all out. The address there. And then notice underneath where it says address, would you like to have access to our online church directory, right? I know some of you are aware of this, and sometimes we forget a little bit about this, but we do have an online church directory on Breeze. It's a secure app that we use, that many churches use, and through that, we can set up an account for you. You can get a username and password and things like that to be able to log in. And then you can be able to find other people's addresses or phone numbers. You say, I need to call Brother Ross, but I don't have his phone number. And you can just jump right on there, and you can search for Brother Ross, and his information will come up. Now, again, please understand, it is only certain information that we allow people to have access to. So don't feel like if you have an account or something like that, that people have access to your bank account, your credit card, and your Social Security number. I don't know why you're putting that information in there anyway, unless you're giving. Obviously, if you're doing online giving, you'd have to put some of that, but that is not just public for everybody to have access to. But we do have a site there where you can actually, and that's one of the great things. Brother Paul helps to do this, but he tries to get pictures of people. It's not, you know, it's because he's just weird and wants pictures of everybody. There's a reason for it. It's because he's trying to put it in the Breeze app so that when people go and say, hey, I need Brother Ross's phone number, it actually has a picture of Brother Ross there. So that even you can use that even as a prayer list. You can just go right through the directory. It has people's names. If you're saying, I'm trying to figure out who this person is, I know their face, but I don't know their name, then you can go through there. And if they have a picture in there, it'll be there. And so if you're interested in having access to that, again, you can't just... Nobody can just get on there. We have to give you permission, and we have to make an account for you because, again, we're very conscientious about just giving people access to stuff. And so if you're interested in having access to that, just circle yes, and then Brother Shane will contact you about how to create an account and do all of that. And then at the bottom there, it says status at FBC. I am a member. Obviously, if you have joined the church, then you should be able to check that. I'm a member. If you have not joined the church, then you could either check one of the other two boxes, I want to be a member, or I'm interested in discipleship. Of course, one of the reasons that we have people go through our discipleship is to be able to become members of the church. So if you're interested in being a member, you can check both of those two at the bottom. If you're interested in going through the discipleship, or if you've gone through the discipleship and you say, hey, I'm ready to become a member now, you can check that box as well. So that's just the contact info part. Turn it over there. And then notice where it says, where will you fit at FBC? And here's where we want to talk about many of the different ministries and things like this, right? Our children's ministry, we're just going to kind of go from the top left column and go down and then go to the other side and just go through some of these things. Our children's ministries, right? This includes our super church, which is Sunday mornings at 10:30. Our Sunday school, Sunday night at 6 o'clock, and then Master Club on Wednesday nights. And so if you're interested in working in children's ministries, now again, one of the things that we do specifically for anyone that works in any of our children's ministries is always background check. Nobody works in our children's ministry unless they're background checked, because we truly want to take the safety of the young people that God is entrusting to us, and we want to take, and we're very serious about that. So everyone is background checked. But Super Church, that is on 10:30 Sunday mornings. And Brother Andy and Leslie Cood and Brad and Amy Riley, they head up our super church. And they do a great job with that. They do first through sixth grade over there. And we have a couple ladies, Miss Kelly Curris and Kira, they do the preschool. And then we have some ladies that do the kindergarten, Rachel Lambert and some of the Stensis young ladies take turns with that. But if you're interested in helping with super church, I'm just going to kind of go through and talk about a ministry a little bit, and then tell you where we have needs. These are what the needs that we have and where you could maybe fit into some of these things, right? So in the super church, we have needs of substitute teachers, whether a teacher is sick or something and we need somebody to substitute. But also, we like to give our teachers a break, right? If they're teaching on Sundays, whether it's Sunday school or if they're doing Master Club, they're teaching every week, week after week, 52 weeks out of the year, okay? And we would love to be able to give them a break. We'd love to be able to say, hey, you know, take a month off. We've got some substitute teachers that could come in maybe for a month, maybe 2 months, whatever it might be, to be able to say, hey, you guys enjoy the services. You guys get refreshed spiritually, right? And so we could use some substitute teachers in the super church. That would be the 10:30 hour. Now, I would even encourage some teens. Teens, this is a great opportunity for you guys to be involved as well, because if you could come to the early service, you can still do the early service, and then you could help out during Super Church, during the late service. And so there's a great opportunity for some teenagers to be involved and help out with that. And then on some of these, you'll notice, not everyone, but some of them, you'll notice it says shadow. It doesn't mean like a shadow that is, you know, just across the shadow here. The shadow means if you're interested in it, but you're not really sure how it goes. You'd say, I'd like to come and just shadow the teachers for a couple weeks. I'd just like to see how it works and what goes on to see if it's something that I would be even interested in. That's what that means. It's like job shadowing, right? And so you say, hey, I would be willing to take a couple weeks, and I'd be willing to just to go in there and just kind of see what goes on, help if I can in any way, just to see if that's something I would even be interested in doing, right? I think that's a great way for people to just kind of get in, see what goes on. Because sometimes people think, teaching, I can't do that, to come up with a lesson and to teach and come up with all these things. And then you get in there and you see what goes on and you see what a great time the young people have and the teachers have, and you're like, I could do this. Yeah, sign me up, right? I can do that. But you'd never know unless you got in there to actually try it out. So some of these you'll find that you can job shadow. You can just go in and we'll put you with a teacher, someone there, and you can go in for a couple weeks and see how it is. And you can shadow more than one different thing, right? And so we have some needs there in our super church ministry there at 10:30. We need some substitute teachers so that they could have a break there sometimes. And then our Sunday school, again, you can shadow that as well with some of our classes. We've got some great people to help with that. Teens, of course, we'll get to those in just a second, but our 4th through 6th grade, Brother Jay and Malia Nichols, they teach that class, and then 1st through 3rd grade is Miss Kathy and Miss Janet, they teach that, and then our preschool and kindergarten are actually combined right now, and here's kind of one of the needs that wow, that's our Sunday school class? Wow, no wonder why they need help over there, goodness. Yeah, all right. But our preschool and kindergarten class are actually combined, and we really need to kind of split them to have a preschool class and a kindergarten class. Right now, I think we have Miss Steph, Miss Jenna Kramer, Megan Benson, Jackie Stensis. They're doing all of it together right now, but we really need to kind of split those two classes. So there's an opportunity for somebody to come in and say, hey, I could teach maybe the kindergarten, or I could teach the preschooler. Obviously, we're going to let Miss Steph and these other ladies continue teaching. We're not taking any jobs from anybody, but we do need to split the class and kind of have two classes there. And again, basically with all of these, in all of these children's ministry things, we need substitute teachers, again, to either help when they're sick or when they're not, if they're on vacation and not be able to be there, or even if, again, for Sunday school, they're 52 weeks out of the year. They need a break. They need an opportunity to be able to get refreshed as well. So you can shadow that as well. And then as our classes continue to grow, I'm not really sure where we're going to put extra classes, but some of our classes are getting to the point where almost going to have to split them also. So be in prayer about that. And then Wednesday night, our master clubs, and we have so many great teachers. If I miss you as a teacher or helper, please forgive me. I'm not trying to miss anybody. In kindergarten, we have Miss Amelia and Miss Kelsey. They help in our kindergarten class. In first grade, Miss Addie and Melanie. In second and third grade, Miss Donna, Miss Megan. 4th through 6th grade, the Oilers. But I will say this, here is probably an area where we're definitely going to need some. We need a preschool class as well for that. But also in the fall, because the Master Club only runs during the school year, and one of our teachers is possibly going to be heading off to college, and that's a great thing. Praise the Lord for that. But Miss Amelia, who is one of our teachers, probably heading off to West Coast Baptist College, and so we'll need somebody to step in there and help teach her class as well. We have a need for those that would be willing to teach membership to the new kids. I think Miss Emily helps teach the membership, but sometimes there's more than one or two kids as new ones come in, and they basically just need some folks that would sit down and kind of read through and walk through the membership book, which is basically a lot, really just going through the plan of salvation with many of these young kids and finding out if they're saved or what what even their background is. Do they know anything about the Bible and stuff? And so just talking with them for a couple weeks and getting them going to go through the membership class. And so that might be something that you might be interested in doing. Again, it's not something that's necessarily every week. It's just when we have new kids coming in that they have that need for the membership. And again, substitutes as well, so that the teachers can have a break. Brother Greg has been doing some of that job shadowing with some of the folks as well. So that's great, giving people opportunity to come in and teach a lesson for a couple weeks and things. And so that's a great thing there. Brother Greg and Miss Leah head up our master clubs. And so that's kind of our children's ministry. And then we have our teen ministry, our FBC teens. Of course, Brother Shane and Miss Rachel teach our 7th through 8th grade, and Brother Jake and Miss Leanna teach our 9th through 12th. And of course, they are packed into that little house over there. I'm not sure how Brother Shane gets the 7th and 8th graders and he and Miss Rachel and everybody in the little room. It's not that room. It's even a smaller room that they're in over there. But they squeeze them in there. I think they oil them up before they go in so they can just kind of squeeze in. But again, just folks that'd be willing to work with the teens and help the Nouses or the Stenses is there with some of the teens, but they do a great job even just kind of helping with different events and stuff like that. Our media audio-visual team, again, we've got some great guys that help with that. Brother Shane, Brother Chris, Brooks does a great job with that. And we have some young men that are kind of in training. But I'll be honest, we need some other men, right? It's great to have some of these young men back there, but many times they have classes that they need to be in. We don't want to take these teenage boys out of their classes and things. They need to be there. And so we need some men that'd be willing to say, hey, I could help with audio, video, you know, whatever it might be. Brother Shane or Brother Chris could train you on how to do that. It's not something that you have to do alone. Right now, there's two guys back there. One is usually kind of taking care of the visual aspect, the screens and stuff like that. And one of the other guys is taking care of the video part as far as tracking as with the camera for live stream and things like that. So, but that, man, I'm telling you, that is such a great need that we have there, because it's really an important ministry of our church. I did not realize how many people watch our live stream, and not just during our live stream, but even after the live stream is over, many people come back and they watch the services even after they're done. And so that's an important thing. And so we want folks to be involved in that. So that might be an area that you could be a part of in the audio minute video. And you can job shadow. You can say, hey, I'd be interested. Let me go back there, see what happens, mess all the buttons up, and then they'll throw you out, you know. No, one of the things that's really great, we have a digital mixer. So you basically just push a button and all the little buttons change by themselves. And so that's a great tool that they have back there. So if you're interested in that, and again, it's so vital because so many people that come back and listen, whether it's online, through the church website or even through the Facebook page and even through YouTube, our YouTube channel and things. So a great need in ministry there. This is where I'd say this is our heroes of First Baptist Church right here, and that is the nursery ministry. The nursery ministry, Miss Janet Tabor does a great job heading that up. My wife helps her there. There's 35 ladies and several young ladies that help serve in the nursery. You say, man, 35? They must not need any help. Where's Miss Janet? Where is she at? Oh, there she is. She is like, get all the help you can, right? Because let's face it, I know, you don't like to miss a lot of services, right? So the fewer ladies that are actually helping in the nursery, the more those ladies are having to miss the services. They're having to miss things. And I know none of us like to miss services and things, but there is a great need for that. And there are ladies back there right now that are not being able to be part of this service because somebody needs to be back there helping to watch the babies and watch the young people. And so there's a great need there. And ladies, I really encourage you. This is an area where we have felt that this should not be. We should not have men back there just because of the day and age in which we live. And so unfortunately, that does fall on our ladies. But ladies, if I could plead with you, if I could beg you, Miss Janet will pay me later for that. But no, we need ladies back there. I know a lot of our teens and young ladies, they help back there as well. But we need as many ladies back there. And I know some are not physically able to do that. I understand that. But we need as many ladies back there. If you're not working in the nursery ministry and you would be able to, please see Miss Janet. And that just enables, and again, the more you have doing it, the less you're actually doing it. Because the more that are doing it, the less times you're back there. And so that is able to help other ladies as well. And so, and again, all of these ministries, whether it's the children's ministry, the teen ministry, media, the nursery, they all have such an important aspect of the gospel. Because for people to come into the church and to be able to find a nursery that is clean, that the nursery workers are background checked, they're kind, they have a smile on their face, they're gracious, and to be able to leave their children back there and to come in and sit and enjoy the service, that truly is a tremendous blessing to families. I'm not sure if I mentioned this, but I know we have some folks that come that because they're able to have children's classes and nursery area, they said, Pastor, it is just absolutely a blessing to be able to enjoy the service because there are people willing to serve in those ministries. Our maintenance ministry, that's just, you know, checking the grounds. Again, obviously, in a couple weeks, we're going to have a church cleaning day, but there are times when we need rooms that need to be painted or things that need to be done. We have to change things in the mission house every once in a while because we use it as a mission house when we have guest speakers and things, but we're also trying to use it for a teen house as well. And so many times they're having to put beds up, take beds down, put chairs in, take chairs out. And so if there were guys that say, hey, Pastor, we could be part of a maintenance ministry there. If there's something that needs to be done around the church, need something painted or something needs to be fixed, man, I'd be happy to help out with that. And so you could mark that down, maintenance, church cleaning. Right now, I think we have 30 different families that are on the church cleaning schedule, and that's great. Every week, somebody comes in and does the church cleaning. Now, again, it's not the floors. We pay a lady to come in and do all the floors and things, but the rest of it, like cleaning the bathrooms and cleaning the doors and dusting and things like that is something that has to be done. And so we encourage our church folks to volunteer for that. And we have about 30 families that volunteer. And we appreciate that. But again, we could use more. Again, the more families that volunteer, the less that actually you have to do it. I think right now, I don't think it's quite twice a year that people have to do it. But if we could have a few more families, it could almost be once a year to come in and clean the church, right? I mean, that's pretty reasonable, don't you think? Once a year, right? We explain everything about the church cleaning and when that can be done and things like that. But I appreciate all of those that are already involved in that and taking time to come and clean and just make sure that the church is nice for Sunday and it's presentable, good atmosphere, it's not dirty and things. Our greeters. Brother Jeff Garland kind of heads up our greeter ministry, and those are the folks that basically, they just kind of stand out there by the door, and as folks are coming in, you open the door for them, you say, welcome to First Baptist Church. I'm telling you, that's hard. It's pretty tough, right? Now, it's not, welcome to First Baptist Church. We're so glad you're here. No. No, a greeter, man, you're welcoming them, right? Welcome to First Baptist Church, yay? Shake their hand, ask them, hey, can I help you find a place for your kids? You know, do your kids have a Sunday school class to go to or whatever it might be? It's just welcoming. And again, I'm telling you, I don't know how many folks have commented just how friendly our church is, but that's what we want them to know. As soon as they get to the doors, there's somebody opening the door for them with a smile on their face saying, welcome to First Baptist Church. We are so glad you're here. And we want to make this day wonderful. And let me help you find your kids' classes, or let me show you where the auditorium is, or whatever it might be. And I guess you can shadow. You can job shadow it. I guess that means you just stand out there and with somebody and watch them say, Welcome to First Baptist Church. We're so glad you're here. I think most of you get that anyway when you come in, and so I think everybody's kind of already shadowing that, but you say, hey, I want to shadow that and see what they do. And again, we need it for three different services. We need it for really four services, I guess. The 9 o'clock service, we need greeters for the 10:30 service, Sunday night, Wednesday night. When we have revivals, things like that, we try to have greeters there. And so there's a need for greeters. Our ushers, Brother Joel, oversees the usher ministry and just helping people to, again, kind of find seats and things in the auditorium, making sure that folks get visitor cards and things like that. Obviously, men taking up the offering thing. So we have usher ministry there. And again, always needing men to help with that. I will say this, in order to be an usher, you do have to be a member. You have to be a member. We don't let non-members take up the offerings, okay? All right, you got to be a member, okay? The LifeWise public school ministry, this is, how many of you saw the post that I put out about what's going on kind of in Eaton right now, right? So they're starting a satanic after-school club, and I know a lot of people are very concerned about it and things. I really want to kind of not say calm people's fears, because obviously it is something we ought to be worried about anyway. But really the whole purpose behind it, in fact, I would not encourage you to do this, but if you actually go to their website and read what their whole purpose is, their whole purpose is targeting schools that have Bible clubs in them. If there is a school that has a Bible club, then this group targets those schools and comes in and starts an after-school Satan club. Now, they say, we believe that Satan is a mythical figure and we're not trying to teach any religion. But there is a very, I don't want to say demonic plot, because I'm not saying the people that are involved in it are demonic, but there is a demonic plot behind it that Satan is trying to use to take people away from these Bible clubs that are there. Why would you target schools that have Bible clubs if it's not against God? If you're not concerned about what the kids are learning there, then why would you target schools that specifically have Bible clubs in them? And so our school, they have a Bible club. It's called LifeWise Academy. Some of our folks help in that. And it's Thursdays, Thursday afternoons. I think it's from like 3:30 to 5:30. Is that right, Brother Jeff? 3:30 to 5:30, something like that. 3 to 5. You don't have to teach. They already have a teacher there. All you have to do is go and you help just kind of with crowd control. They'll give you a group of kids. You can sit down, take some prayer requests. You can pray with those kids, get to know them a little bit, and just kind of help during that time when they're being taught the Word of God and character and things. And so, man, that's a great need there. I know we have several that are working in that, but what an opportunity to be able to reach many of these young people for Christ during this time. And so I would encourage you that this other club that's coming in, they're only coming in once a month. They're not really well structured or organized in what they're doing. In fact, we've had reports from other schools that have them that really they only have just a couple of kids that show up. There's not a lot of activity there, but their whole purpose is just to try to cause problems. And they're trying to get people upset, to get them to shut it down, because if they shut down the Satan club, then they have to also shut down the Bible club. Because there's they have the First Amendment right to be able to go in and teach after school. It's not during school. It's not sponsored by the school. It's all after school, and so if the community gets so upset that they shut that club down, then they have won, because the school also has to shut down the Bible club, and that's their whole purpose. Their whole purpose is just to get these Bible clubs shut down, get the community upset about these Satan clubs, and shut down the Bible clubs. And so, what a great opportunity to go into a public school with these young people, pray with them, get to know them a little bit. So if you're interested in that, you can let me know, and I can talk with you more about it. Our follow-up ministry, as people come to our church, as they fill out a connection card or they start becoming regulars, we try to get people to follow up with them, take them a gift. We always try to take a gift from our church, just a way of saying thank you for visiting, thanks for coming and being part of our church. And any questions we can ask or anything we can do for you, let us know. Just following up on folks, and so if you're interested in doing that, you can let me know. Our shut-in ministry, obviously we have some shut-ins that are in nursing homes, some that are in homes that aren't able to get out, and so what an opportunity to just go and visit, just to talk with them a little bit, and just to be a blessing to them throughout the week or something. You don't have to go to the same person every single week, but we have a few that, maybe once a month or every couple weeks, just go by and visit with them and talk with them a little bit, get to know them. Our bus ministry, of course, Brother Paul and Miss Rachel head up our bus ministry, and of course, during this whole COVID thing, that really took a hit with kids and families not wanting to send their kids to church, but it's starting to come back again, and so we praise the Lord for that. But man, I'm telling you, one of the biggest needs that Brother Paul has there is for drivers, because they need people to be able to drive that they can count on, that say, hey, I'll drive and pick up kids. They'll show you like how the routes and things like that. We have the bus. We also have the van. Neither one of them have to have CDLs. You don't have to have a CDL to drive them. Just an opportunity to be able to pick up kids and even some adults sometimes that would like to come to church and bring them in and let them hear the gospel. And so there's a need there, even for those that could work on the bus. Again, we try to be very careful about what we do as a ministry and a testimony of our church. If there are young ladies on the bus or the van, we always want to have another lady there with them as well. We don't ever want it to just to be men and a young lady or something like that. And so we have both a need for ladies or young ladies or whatever that'd be willing to ride on the bus if we have young ladies that are coming or some drivers and things like that. So you can see Brother Paul about that. I know they would love to have some help with the bus ministry. Our orchestra. You can tell I do not head up the orchestra. Layla played better than I play tonight, so you're not going to ask me to head up the orchestra. That's Brother Joel. He heads up our orchestra, and I'd love to see more of. I know more of you play some instruments. You're just being a little bit timid, a little bit shy. But I'd love for you to be able to play some of those things during our service and stuff, whether it's trumpet or guitar or trombone or you know whatever it might be. See Brother Joel about that. You say, well, I just don't play well. Well, when you have 100 people singing and a couple instruments, you're not going to, unless you're just really belting it out really loud, you can play softly until you get used to it or something. But until you start, you won't get used to it. And so I appreciate those that play. I know Brother Tom and TJ and Brother Joel play, and then Addie and Brianna play guitar and flute and things like that. And so it really does add a tremendous amount to the service. It really does. And so I really would encourage you, if you know how to play an instrument, see Brother Joel. And it doesn't mean you're going to have to do a special in front of everybody or anything like that. But I appreciate the brass group. Man, they do a great job. Man, they practice and play. They do a wonderful job. And that really does add a lot to the service. Of course, our choir, Brother Shane heads up our choir there. And they, man, every Sunday they do a great job singing. This morning, what a blessing that song was, and always doing a great job. And so if you're interested in singing in the choir, see Brother Shane. Again, it's not like you have to sing a special. You're not singing a solo. You're just with about 30 other people get to sing there. And so what a great opportunity that is to sing and use your voice for the Lord. Our hospitality ministry, hospitality, that is really kind of having people over, being hospitable. Maybe if there's somebody that's that you know is sick or something, we'll try to organize food to be taken to them, or if somebody's had surgery, or if somebody's in the hospital, just trying to be hospitable to folks. Again, just as it says here, right, whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Whether one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. We're having that care one for another. That's where some of that hospitality comes in there. And then decorating. Throughout the year, we have different events that we help decorate for. I know coming up, we'll have the probably the ladies' luncheon that we have in May for Mother's Day. They'll be doing some decorating for that. We'll decorate for VBS. We'll decorate like what we just did for like the Valentine's banquet. We have different events and things throughout the year that we need people that would help with decorating, and you say, man, I just really enjoy decorating. You know, I don't play an instrument, or I don't do anything like that, but I could help decorate. There you go. And we could use help with that. Then our safety team, Brother Brad Riley, heads up our safety team. And that's just, we always try to have somebody in the back right now. That is Brother Greg. Brother Greg is back there. Wave, Brother Greg. He's back there. He's listening. And Brother Greg is back there. We always have somebody in the back there because once the services start, after a few minutes, we always make sure all the doors are locked. Just for safety, again, you know, we don't want anything to ever happen, but we live in a really crazy world today. And so we always try to have a man back there on the safety team. Just locking the doors. He also has access to all the cameras, checking, making sure things, nobody's going through the parking lot, breaking windows or stealing stuff or whatever. And so we need some men to help with that. Again, we need one basically four times. We need 9 o'clock, 10:30, Sunday morning. We need Sunday night. We need Wednesday night. And so we could have some men. If you'd be interested in helping with that, again, it's not that hard of a job to do. It's just kind of being aware of what's going on in the back there. If somebody comes maybe a little late, opening the door for them since the doors and things have been locked. But our safety team there is very important. This is something kind of new that we've put in this year, but that is our check-in ministry. Because we are using our Breeze app to check people in and we're trying to keep better records, we basically have one gentleman that checks in every single service in the auditorium. Now, a lot of our teachers do that in each of their classes. They're supposed to do that in each of their classes, right, teachers?
Right.
Amen. Yes, very good. But we have one gentleman that basically every single service, he's checking people in, and that's Brother Paul Lambert. Again, that's one of the reasons why he's always trying to get your picture, too, to get you checked in. But we need some others that be willing to take up that responsibility, because, again, sometimes Brother Paul, working with the bus, he might get in late or he has to leave a little bit early or something. And so we could use some others that would be willing to help. And basically all it is you basically standing at the back and you're just going, okay, he's here, he's here, she's here, she's here, he's here. And you're just tapping. How many of you can tap? Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, all of you qualified. Brother Paul, they're all going to come see you right after the service. no, but we do. We do need some other folks because this, you're going to find this amusing, but this is really what I see. You'd be surprised what I see up here. I don't miss a whole lot. But if Brother Paul is not here, this is what I see from the back sound booth. That's what I see. And then I see this. And I know exactly what they're doing. They're sending the pictures to Brother Paul. And then Brother Paul has to figure out from everybody, the back of everybody's head, who is everybody in a picture, right? That's not the easiest thing to do, all right? You think I'm lying? I should take the picture. I should do that. I'd be like, all right, Brother Paul's not here, everybody. Chick, chick, chick. Smile. Yes. But we could, if we could have some folks that'd be willing to help with that, and you say, well, I don't know everybody. It's a great way to know everybody, right? It's a great way to figure out who everybody is. After a couple of weeks of saying, I'm not sure who this person is. Brother Paul will help you, or I'll help you, or somebody will help you. And be like, okay, I know who that person is now. Next week, I'll get them. And so we could use some help with that. I know Brother Paul would appreciate that. Our co-op ministry. This really is a huge ministry of our church. Our co-op meets on Thursdays. It's a homeschool co-op that we do. And is that cheese? What is that? Oh, it's not. I was like, is that like a picture of cheese? Okay. I'm sorry. I was just like, wait, what is that? We eat cheese on Thursdays. Now, we have a homeschool co-op, and that meets from kindergarten all the way up through 12th grade. And this year, we have about 150 kids that come to our homeschool co-op on Thursdays. And, Brother Joel and I take turns teaching the Bible to them. I love teaching Bible to these young people. Praise God. This past Thursday when we had co-op, we had a teenage boy that got saved, and we thank God for that. And praise the Lord. But Many times we basically have 2 hours. We meet from 10 o'clock to noon, and Brother Joel and I take the first hour and we teach Bible. And in the second hour, different parents will take different classes and break up into grades and things like that. But if there is anyone that you say, hey, I'd be interested to teach a class, maybe you have a certain skill. Man, Brother BJ, man, he's done a great job teaching the fifth and sixth graders for a couple years now. Last year, he was teaching them how to do some carpentry work and make stools, like these little stools that they would take home, and even the weaving and stuff that they were doing. He's taught them about agriculture and soil and water and things like that, just some really great science stuff. That he's had been able to teach them, and we're just appreciative of him. Miss Kathy is teaching cooking to some of them this year. Some of them are learning cooking. There's one class that is speech and debate. Some of the younger kids are learning reading. Some of them are learning writing. Some are learning different American history and stuff. But you say, man, I could be a part of that. You know, here's an opportunity to be an influence on kids. That some of these kids don't go to church anywhere. Their families don't go to church. Some of them may go to a church that don't teach the Bible properly. And so here's an opportunity to be an influence in some of these kids. And you could say, hey, you know, I could teach that. I could teach a class. You know, I think most of the fall semester goes for about 12 weeks. And then the spring semester goes, I think maybe it's 14 weeks or something like that. You say, I could help teach something. Man, let myself know or let my wife know. My wife is the one that really kind of heads up that whole thing. And she gets all the classes organized and stuff like that. But what a great opportunity to be able to teach these young people. And so we can use help with that. We really can. And so if you have time on Thursday mornings and you'd enjoy something like that, again, please let me know. It could be something science. Miss Rachel's teaching sign language. She's teaching sign language to some of them. And so, you know, it might be a language. You say, I know I can speak German. I could teach them German. You know, hey, awesome. You know, that'd be great. Sprechen Sie Deutsch, right? That's as far as my German goes, right? So, and so if you'd be willing to volunteer for that, please let us know, because it really is. We've seen several families that have come to know Christ through that, and even have come to the church through it. And so please, we need help with that. Our church event crew, that is just kind of helping take down, set up. Many times we have different events that we're going to have to set up for, like VBS. We have to tear stuff down, set things up. Maybe even special events. We have to get the fellowship hall organized, or we're going to be using a different building, and so we're going to have to set up chairs and stuff like that. So we have that, or even food prep. And say, man, my gift from God is cooking. No, not mine. I'm not saying me. I'm saying you're saying my. Some of you are looking like, you know how to cook? No, I do not know how to cook. That is not my gift from God, all right? But some of you, that's your gift from God. You just love to cook, right? Man, that is a huge blessing, because when we have different events and things, we can know, hey, these are certain people that we can go to and say, hey, we need you to cook this, and we've got 20 people, or we got 50 people we need to prepare a meal for, and get you involved in helping with that. And so if you're interested in doing that, please let us know. And so these are kind of most of the ministries that we have here. Again, we have maybe some others, but these are our main ministries and things. Now, let me just say this. Maybe there are some here that say, you know, as you've gone through that, you know, I'm going to be very kind here, but you say, you know, I'm a little bit older. There, all these things, they sound great, but you know, I just can't be part of the maintenance crew. You know, I can't drive a van or a bus and pick up kids. You know, I don't play an instrument. I don't sing. What can I do? What can I do? Well, and this is not just for you, but this is not on the paper here, but this is something that as I was thinking about this and praying about it, I thought, you know, this is something that I think that especially some of the older folks could do. And really the thought came to me, especially those of you that maybe have been in the church here for a while, you remember a man by the name of Mr. No. And Mr. No was blind. Mr. No was older. He could not do a lot of things. He couldn't be a part really of a lot of ministries that we have here at the church. But here's one thing that I know Mr. No did consistently, without a doubt. He prayed. And I'm not just saying, you know, okay, Lord, bless the church. No, 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 no. He prayed. He prayed for this church. I've testified to this many times. When we were in Africa as missionaries, if there were discouraging times that would come, I know there was at least one person in America praying for me because I knew Mr. No would. And whenever we got back, Mr. No sat right over there, right where Brother BJ's at, and Mr. No would sit right there. And, you know, Brother Andrew, how you doing? Praying for you. And that wasn't just a off-the-cuff remark. That was a, I am praying for you. I have prayed for you. I've prayed for your family. I've prayed for your wife. I've prayed for your children, knowing them by name. And so, kind of at the bottom there, it's not there, but I thought, you know what would be really great if you say, Pastor, I can't do many of these things, but you know, prayer is something that I can do. I can pray. And right across the bottom on mine, and maybe I would encourage you to write it on yours if this is something you'd be interested in doing. And please, I know every Christian should pray, and every Christian should, and I understand that. But I'm not saying that every person here tonight should write this down, because this is something, it's not just pray for the church, pray for pastor. This is something that I'm asking, and I'm asking really many of our older folks to do this. And if you are a younger person or a young adult or an adult and you are a prayer warrior and things, that's great. I'd love to have you involved in this as well. But I don't want just everybody to write this down because, again, this is something that I believe is serious. Is that, and I've just wrote it on the bottom of my paper, and that is pastor's prayer team. Would you be willing to pray Sunday morning for me, as I preach, and that God would use the message? Would you be willing to pray Wednesday morning for the message? Whenever we have a service, I'm asking you to pray. And again, I'm not just saying, well, God bless Pastor as he prays today. No, I'm really asking you to pray for me and to pray that God would use the service, whether it's the singing, the message, whatever it is, pray that God would speak to hearts during that service. Yes, I really want you to pray for me every day of the week. I really do. I hope that you do. But would there be those that would say, Pastor, Sunday morning, before I come to church, I'm going to spend some time praying for you. Praying that God would use the message. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday morning, I'm going to spend some time praying. Sometime that day, could be morning, could be afternoon, whatever, before the service. But Pastor, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray that God would use the message to speak to people's hearts. Listen, folks, I understand that there's power in the Word of God. But if we're not praying and asking God to work and to use His Word, so many times the reason we have not, God says, is because we ask not. And I mean that even in our services as well. Sometimes we just come and it's routine and we're here for we sing, we enjoy the special music and we hear the message and we just go home. And we don't want it to just get routine. We want God to work. We want God to speak to hearts. And so you say, Pastor, there's not really much I could do on this, but I could be part of Pastor's prayer team and pray. Pray every Sunday morning, pray every Wednesday that God would truly work. Now, obviously, there may be times when I'm not preaching. I understand that. This coming Sunday, I won't be here again, and I really feel bad that I'm not going to be here this Sunday. I know I missed last Sunday, and I'll be missing this Sunday, but the Lord opened up an opportunity to preach a missions conference over in Columbus, and I talked to the men, and they said, Pastor, please go and do that. And so I'll be going this Sunday. But even though I may not be preaching here, I'm preaching somewhere. And so please pray that God would work during that message. And whoever's preaching here, pray for them as well. Pray that God would work through them and through their message. Man, last week, Brother Joel did a great job preaching on the Lamb of God. What a powerful message, and appreciated that. And then, of course, my brother did the Sunday school for the adults and the young adults and the teens. And this coming Sunday, we have Brother Jenkins, who will be preaching Sunday night for us, talking about the ministry that he has there in Gambia and what God is doing. And my dad will be preaching Sunday morning in the services and continuing the series that we're going through. You say, Pastor, I could be part of that prayer team. Then just write at the bottom, just write prayer team or pastor's prayer team, whatever. And we'll know that that's a ministry that you can have to really pray during those times and pray that God would work, all right? So, again, I would encourage you. You say, well, I'm not sure what I could be a part of tonight. I'm just not sure. That's fine. You know, if you're not ready to completely fill it out tonight, that's fine. Please do this. Don't feel, again, we've mentioned this before, don't feel like you have to check every single box, okay? That's not what we're after. But I do want, if you're already serving in a ministry, maybe you're already serving in LifeWise Public Schools, or maybe you're already serving in the nursery. Go ahead and check those boxes, right? So at least we know you're still willing to serve there, okay? So if you're already serving in a ministry, go ahead and check it anyway. But then maybe see, hey, Lord, is there another area I could serve in? And if you're not serving, say, Lord, where could I serve? And again, you don't have to turn this in tonight. You can take it home. You can pray about it. Say, Lord, there's so many ministries at the church that need help. Where could I serve? What could I be part of? And if you're ready to take, if you're ready to hand these in, we'll have maybe an offering plate or something at the back there, and you can just put them in the offering plate if you're ready to turn those in. But I do want you to pray about it. Say, Lord, where could I serve? Because look, we need everyone to be involved. We need everyone to find a place to serve, right? Everyone. Okay? Doesn't matter if it's a teenager, man, I'm so thrilled with some of these teenagers and how God is using them. And looking forward to the youth service coming up here in a couple weeks as well. But seeing these young people get involved and serve, whether it's in the sound booth, whether they're ushering, some of them are helping in super church and things like, praise the Lord for that. That's a blessing to see young people serving the Lord. But we need adults as well. And so I really hope that you'll pray about that. Make sure you fill out the contact info card, but then also pray about where God would have you serve in the ministry there. You say, well, Pastor, I'm not a member yet, so I'm not sure what I should fill out. Just go ahead and fill out what you would feel like you could be able to do. And then if you're not a member, that's fine. We'll come and say, hey, appreciate you wanting to serve here. That's because there are some that only members can serve. We understand that. But there are many places where people that are just, they're coming, they're wanting to be part of the church, they're working on membership, they can still serve as well. There's still areas that you can serve. And so you can fill that out. And if it's an area where we say, hey, only members can serve, we'll let you know, and we'll be very kind about it. Where I'm like, hey, you can't serve there. Why would you ever think about filling that out? That's not what we're going to do, right? Because we want people to be involved. We want people to serve, and we'll let you know. And we'll say, hey, once you join the church, we'd be glad to put you in there and glad to help you have serve there. But there are many areas on here that you don't have to be a member to serve, many areas there. And so if you're wondering about it, you can let me know or just fill it out. And then we can talk to you about it, because we'll take these up once they're all brought in and things, and we'll start going through, and those that are going to be helping Brother Paul check in, we'll give those to Brother Paul and say, hey, here's some people that are willing to help check in, and those that are willing to start playing instruments, we'll say, hey, Brother Joel, go after them. They're ready to play. Get them over there, right? We'll get some more chairs, whatever we need. Just get them over there. Get them starting to play. But I hope that you'll pray about where God would have you to serve. Amen. Again, I'm so thankful for this church. So many people. Do you have that pic? Can you pull that picture back up of the church event crew? And this is just what is so amazing. Look at all of those people. Look at all those people. That's not the kids from VBS. That's all of you. That's all of the adults that willingly gave of their time to be there and to help to serve and that. And we could not be First Baptist Church. We could not do these ministries without you. And it really is, what a blessing to have so many that are willing to jump in and help serve. It really is a privilege to be the pastor here. I'm just so thankful for what God is doing through our church and through your lives and just being able to reach more people with the gospel of Christ. Amen. Well, let's stand together. And I know we've gone a little bit long tonight, but wanted to get through all of these different ministries. And if you have questions about something, or what about the children's ministry, or maybe you have a question about Master Club or something like that, find out who's heading that up, and ask them questions. Come to me. I'll answer your questions. My wife, Brother Joel, Miss Heidi will answer any questions we can, and just to try to get you involved in some of these areas. All right. God bless you for being here tonight, and let's go ahead and be dismissed in a word of prayer. And if you're ready to hand that card in, you can do that tonight. We'll have an offering plate in the back there. You can just stick it in there, and we'll collect them. But if not, I hope that you'll pray about it, take that home, and then maybe on Sunday, bring it, or Wednesday, you can bring it back and give it to us sometime throughout the week or Sunday or whatever it might be. And we'll just get, get everybody involved in serving the Lord. Amen? What a privilege. Brother Brad Riley, would you dismiss us in prayer tonight, please?